You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
Faces crack from smiling. All the fears that she's been.
By the way, a programming note. We've got this fella coming up by the name of Ted Nugent on the program. I'm going to see if I can entice him out of his shell for the last half hour of hour number three here today. So Ted will be here. We might be able to get him to have an opinion, come out of his shell. It's an important thing to do. I need to do that with guests from time to time, like the next guy who just showed up with buttery popcorn smeared all over the side of his face. Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinema's back. Ron, how are you?
Steve, I'm swell. How are you?
Smeared. You know, it's not often, Ron, that I look at this little preview sheet you send over about the movies and how much money they're making. I look and I say, well, I'll be. I have seen the number one movie in America. That doesn't happen very often.
Oh, you are on top of your game, Steve. Shazam!
Boom, baby! It was a really fun movie.
You know what? You're one ahead of me. I have only seen bits and pieces of it, and what I've seen, I was laughing my butt off. And I love superhero movies that make me laugh.
Yeah, my only criticism may have been a touch long. But other than that, it was a fun movie. We got good laughs out of it. Took the whole family. A couple of F-bombs, I think. But other than that, you know, and I told my child, never say that word. Anyhow.
Well, PG-13, I think you're allowed one or maybe two if it's not referencing the... Well, anyway, it's PG-13, so every once in a while... Well, there's some scary stuff, right? You got a couple of monsters in there, right?
You know, not really too scary. but it was fun. I mean, yeah, there's some monsters in there and there's some stuff, but it wasn't like one of those It movies or something really creepy, you know?
No, not at all. And you know what, Steve, I think it stays number one for a third weekend in a row. And of course, that will be the end of it because 1 week from today, Steve, Avengers Endgame opens up and everybody's very excited about that. Tons of tickets being sold in advance and we're going to be adding some more shows next week. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, just in time for Earth Day, we've got Disney Nature's Penguins movie coming out. Actually, it started yesterday. So
that's weird.
You can even see it on the IMAX. And it's a cute movie about a penguin named Steve.
Well, of course it is. Hello. I mean, yeah, you know, you're preparing for Earth Day with the penguins, and I'm getting some aged prime beef ready for Earth Day. I like to celebrate with a cookout. I'm different that way, but go on.
Well, this is the rare G-rated movie, so good for all ages, obviously. It's got Ed Helms playing the Steve voice in his head, if you will, and really 88% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Good for all ages there, including an IMAX version of it. Just in time for Easter, a resurrection story, a true story of a 14-year-old boy who drowns and falls through the ice. He's got no pulse. He's taken to the hospital. His mother is praying over his body. A pulse is detected. He's put in an artificial coma. The prayer team assembles, and lo and behold, he's revived. He's resurrected. He's got no brain damage. It's just an amazing true story called Breakthrough.
Yeah, great looking movie too. I'm not going to kid you. It is a really good looking movie, and I'm probably going to go see that one just because it's a true story, right?
Yes, it is, and it's rated PG. Interesting cast. Chrissy Metz plays the mom from This Is Us on TV. Topher Grace, Josh Lucas, sitting right now, certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and so a movie with a solid message for Easter weekend. Breakthrough looks like the ticket.
Yeah, you know, I just like the way that movie looks. I like the way the movie feels, you know. And I've seen Chrissy Metz in a couple of things. She's pretty solid.
Yeah, terrific, you know,
she's
actress,
solid.
And very believable in this role of the mom, whose faith really was tested here. But she prayed for a miracle and got one. It does happen. Right?
There you go. And so, good movie. Go on.
The other end of the spectrum is The Curse of La Llorona. This would be the boogie woman here, La Llorona, meaning the weeping woman. It's an old Mexican horror story, and Linda Cardellini plays the lead role. She was last seen in The Green Book, so if you're into the horror thriller genre, this is loosely tied to that whole Conjuring universe as well. So That's out there. And then Elle Fanning doing her best American Idol meets Star is Born meets Cinderella story here. It's called Teen Spirit, and she's a terrific actor and as well as a singer. And so Teen Spirit out there this weekend as well.
And I'm sure you'll tell me how great that is next time we speak.
No, all I'm going to talk about is Avengers next week, okay? That's all there is to my world for the next week or so is more and more Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, all right. So yeah, I look at that list again. I like Chris Evans a lot. I like a lot of these folks a lot. I thought for a second here, I thought it said Tom Brady. I'm like, that doesn't read right. No, it says Tom Holland and Bradley Cooper. My brain put them together. Is Tom Brady's in this movie? No, he's not.
The cast list on this movie is amazing. I don't know how they're going to get all those characters in, although you remember from the last movie, half of them disappeared, so all we've got to deal with is half of them until we figure out what happens to the rest of them.
And the number, what's the number on this?
This is the third Avengers movie?
No.
Is that what you mean?
The cash. How much money is going to come through the box office?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. I mean, it's $1 billion, if not $2 billion worldwide for this. I mean, it already sold five times as many tickets as Age of Ultron. So, I mean, was it going to have a billion-dollar opening weekend worldwide? Who knows?
We are in the wrong end of whatever business we're in. I'll just tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll wear tights for God's
sake. We get to count the cash before we send it all back to Disney.
I'll wear tights and be a superhero. Oh, wait, maybe that's a really bad idea.
Yes, it is.
Really bad idea. Anyhow, Rob, greatly appreciate that. The best way to get tickets is with that great Celebration app.
Yeah, do download that app or go to CelebrationCinema.com. Reserve your seats today.
Yeah, and if you can't get into that one because it's packed, go see Shazam. You'll like it. Trust me on this. Ron, where will we find you?
See you at the movies.
There you go. Ron Van Timmeren out the door. Like a bolt of lightning. Like, I'm thinking of a superhero. I got nothing, you know. So you got superhero speed and strength, all of it. Let's see. Coming up here just momentarily, Ted Nugent. We're gonna coax him out of his shell. Get him to talk to me a little bit. See if he's got an idea on anything. We'll be right back.